Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. A car was found overboard. Now, this happened around 10:15 p.m. on Sunday, September the 15th, when police officers responded to a report of a single vehicle collision along Harbor Road in Paget. It appeared that a white car being driven in the westbound lane of Harbor Road went across the road and through a wall, ending up overboard. The vehicle was located, unoccupied, and completely submerged in an area of Hamilton Harbor between Valley Road and Highwood Lane. The driver, understood to be a 37-year-old Hamilton Parish man, was later located and transported to King Edward Memorial Hospital via ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. Any witnesses or members of the public with details about the collision that have not already come forward are encouraged to call 211, share relevant information through the police portal as well, or speak with the officer whom you know. In other news, the C36 by-election panel from Bermuda Youth Connect took place just a couple days ago, and two candidates and their parties delivered feedback after the discussion. The PLP said the following about Reverend Dr. Emily Gail Deal. They say she stood out for her clear, thoughtful, and relatable insights, showing once again why she can be counted on not just during election season, but every day thereafter. They said, quote, "In contrast, we saw an OBA candidate attempting to distance themselves from the positions of a party that still refuses to apologize for its failures and had no solutions to addressing the cost of living. Meanwhile, the FDM leader's puzzling answers left many of us questioning his understanding of the issues that matter most to our people. And we must ask, how can an independent candidate claim to be part of a team?" Reverend Dr. Deal, however, has consistently proven she's not just here for a quick vote, she's here for the long haul, fighting for our youth and our future, end quote. Furthermore, coming from the FDM and their leader, the Honorable Mark Bean, who took part in the panel, he decided to actually go more into furthering the details and the important issues that were raised in the discussion rather than addressing his opponents. He said in his response, quote, "During a conversation on Thursday, September 5th, with young men and women at the Legends established in Main Road, Somerset, we were informed of an issue that needs urgent attention. One of the key concerns they raised was the challenge associated with traveling across perceived gang lines to access services at the Transport Control Department. These young Bermudians feel unsafe traveling across these lines to get their driver's licenses, and as a result, many are simply not getting their licenses. A solution proposed by the youth was to expand licensing services to satellite locations in Southampton and St. David's, which we fully agree with, making the process more accessible for all, not just those who feel at risk." He continued on saying, quote, "Another issue raised was the hesitancy around voter registration. Several individuals expressed concerns about their personal addresses being made publicly accessible, which in the current climate feels like a safety risk. These are not insignificant concerns. It is critical for our government to find ways to protect the safety of its citizens while encouraging full participation in the democratic process. We cannot afford to have young voters, or any voters for that matter, feeling unsafe or unwilling to engage in the various system that determines their future," end quote. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.